Nolte, 2020 polls show impeachment is kamikaze mission for Democrats. By John Nolte on December 9, 2019. The crazed media and deranged Democrats are about to do something never before seen in America. Impeach a president with absolutely no evidence and no specific crime. And they are doing this because they are in too much of a hurry to compel first-hand testimony through the courts. That doesn't mean that if the courts compelled first-hand testimony that this testimony would result in evidence. It probably wouldn't, which is why the Democrats are barreling through, but still. What a fiasco. And the American people see through it. The joke that was the impeachment hearings only hurt the cause. And why wouldn't it? There is no there there. There is no evidence of any wrongdoing on the president's part. None. Not a smidgen. Why? Because there is none, and at least for right now. Entitled and offended bureaucrats harumph harumphing, even with a chest full of ribbons, do not qualify as evidence. The American people see it so well, CNN's ratings just hit a three-year low. The American people see it so well, look at these polls. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Trump now beats all the Democrats, including Barsima Biden. In the only three states that will matter next year, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. As my colleague Charlie Spiering reported, prior polls from Firehouse Strategies showed Biden competing evenly with Trump in states like Michigan or beating him in the states of Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He adds, in Wisconsin, Biden went from a 12-point lead of President Trump in March to 9 points below the president in December. That is a 21-point shift in Trump's favor in the same poll. In the Derry state, Trump trounces Warren by 13, Sanders by 13, Buttigieg by 11, and Bloomberg by 12. In Michigan, Trump is up 5 over Biden. They were tied in March, 9 over Warren, 6 over Sanders, and 11 over Buttigieg and Bloomberg. In Pennsylvania, Trump is up 5 over Biden. Biden led by 7 in March, up 7 over Warren, 10 over Sanders, 6 over Buttigieg, and 4 over Bloomberg. Impeachment and removal is opposed by 50.8% of voters in Michigan, 52.2% of voters in Pennsylvania, and 57.9% of voters in Wisconsin, the pollster found. Nonpartisan voters in Michigan, 70%, and Wisconsin, 61%, oppose impeachment and removal, while nonpartisan voters in Pennsylvania slightly support it, 46.4% to 40.9%. More. When asked about whether congressional Democrats should be spending their time impeaching Trump or focusing on policy issues, a majority of these battleground state voters choose focus on policy issues. Me, 59.4%, PA, 63%, Y, 67.2%. Arizona. In the same poll, since May, Biden went from a 5-point lead to a 2-point loss. The O Predictive Insights survey released on Monday shows President Trump at 46% and Biden with 44% in a mock general election contest. The poll also shows the president's 45% approval edging out Buttigieg with 43%. Both hypothetical matchups show the pair of Democrat contenders fall within the 3.9 percentage point margin of error. The poll was conducted between December 3 and 14 and has a sample size of 628 respondents. In May, the same poll showed Biden leading President Trump 49% to 44%, showing a dip in national support for the vice president has extended to Grand Canyon State. Conversely, Buttigieg's support shows a 6-point jump from 37%. Against Trump, Warren is down 6, Bloomberg is down 7. Congressional districts. These numbers speak for themselves. Freshman Representative Anthony Brindisi, DNY, is facing an electorate opposed to impeachment by a 15-point margin of 54 to 39%. Democrats clinging to districts where Trump won in 2016 are hating Pelosi's impeachment nonsense. In NY22, Anthony Brindisi barely won in 2018 and he's in big trouble now because of impeachment. It real Donald Trump will be re-elected in 2020 and we're gonna take back the House. pic.twitter.com/oxvkgsg30. Brad Parscale. At Parscale, December 6, 2019. Freshman Representative Kendra Horn, DOK, has an electorate opposed to impeachment 52 to 45, with 36% saying they are less likely to vote to re-elect her if she votes to impeach. Nancy Pelosi is marching members of her caucus off the plank and into the abyss. Impeachment is killing her freshman members, and polling proves it. Here's data on Representative Kendra Horn, OK5. More to come on other members soon. Say goodbye to your majority, Nancy. pic.twitter.com/5hsvb1phib. Brad Parscale, at Parscale, December 5, 2019. A clear majority of 62% in Representative Susie Lees, DMV, district want Democrats to cease impeachment and let the voters decide Trump's fate. The pollster adds, the information flow among people who report seeing, reading or hearing something on impeachment is highly negative for each liberal incumbent. Moreover, voters say they are less likely to vote for a member of Congress who supports impeachment. The problem, though, is that Democrats have boxed themselves in. If they proceed with impeachment, as they seem determined to do, they lose. But if they don't, they risk demoralizing and enraging their voting base, and they probably believe that is the worst of two terrible options. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.